Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Penstamaniacs, the name affectionately given to members of the American Penstemon Society, will be gathering from all parts of the world to meet in Vernal, Utah this June. While here, they'll be searching the Uinta Mountains for penstemons native to that area. If you've ever hiked in the rugged, dry areas of Utah and come upon a vibrant flower with hues of red, purple, or blue, and wondered how such a beautiful plant could survive in such a desolate place, you may have found one of Utah's native penstemons. Over 100 full species or subspecies of the plant are native to the Beehive State. They thrive in hot conditions and require very little water. According to Robert Fitz, botany researcher for the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, penstemons have adapted to very harsh places. The common name for penstemon is beard tongue, due to the staminode that grows out of the center of the flower and looks like a hairy tongue. In the spring, hikers can see beard tongue growing on mountain ledges, budding on desert floors, and rising from oil shale formations. Even people stuck in the city can see these native flowers blossom along urban roads, since the Utah Division of Transportation includes penstemon seeds in the mixtures used to restore vegetation along new and reconstructed roads. Dr. Noel Holmgren, Senior Curator Emeritus at the New York Botanical Gardens, explains, "Although penstemon distribution stretches from southern Alaska to northern Guatemala, Utah is the center of diversity for penstemon. There are more species in Utah than any other state in the Union. To identify penstemon or beard tongue, ask these three questions while examining the plant. First, does the plant have opposite leaves growing out of the stem? Second, is the flower a tubular shape? And finally, inside the flower, are there four filaments surrounding one furry filament? If the answer is yes to all three of these questions, you have found and identified a penstemon. With the increasing popularity of water-wise landscapes, many native penstemons can now be purchased in flower shops. Firecracker and Wasatch are two popular penstemon choices. Both thrive in dry landscapes and require no fertilizer. Fertilizer actually shortens the life of penstemons. The firecracker blooms in mid-spring and is cold hardy. It is a bright red tubular flower which hangs slightly downward. Some native penstemon are quite rare and found in very limited areas. Two of these are the Graham and White River penstemon, found only in the oil shale outcrops of the Uinta Mountains. To help preserve these rare flowering plants, Utah's Department of Natural Resources, through the Division of Wildlife Resources, partnered with USU to use modeling as an aid to determine where the rare flowers grow. Mindy Wheeler, the Rare Plant Conservation Coordinator from UDWR, explains, "It's as if we become detectives. We gather the clues for the model, then go out into the areas where the model tells us the plants may be found. Often when I come upon a rare penstemon, I'm so relieved and happy that I drop to my knees and with my hands in the dirt examine it closely. Every piece of data we gather goes back into the model to refine it." Dr. Tom Edwards, research scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey, professor in the Department of Wildland Resources, and the principal investigator on the project, said, "Once we have the models and understand where the rare plants are, it allows management agencies to work with their stakeholders, who include tribal nations, energy groups, and ranchers, to decrease the impacts they have on these rare plants." This is Shauna Levitt for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.